A word for you from Luke 12, verses 4 to 5. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of those who can only kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear God, who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Do you fear God? Or would you prefer to be with the crowd? Would you prefer light teachings? Do you prefer non-threatening, non-confrontational, comforting and comfortable words? Do you prefer the sinner-friendly, emerging, compromising, cowardly, cheap grace and easy believism? Would you prefer health and wealth, name it, claim it and frame it, gab it and grab it?" Jesus said, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the depths of the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him." Would you prefer to be entertained rather than educated? Would you rather be comforted than confronted? Would you prefer to be encouraged rather than edified? Would you prefer to be flattered rather than rebuked by God's word? We have a choice. We have a choice between the easy words of the world or the hard words of Christ. There are many who will offer you easy believism, but Jesus Christ demands sacrificial discipleship. Many pastors may offer you a cheap grace, but Jesus Christ demands full surrender to God. You have to take up your cross. You have to deny yourself. You have to forsake the world and follow Christ. True love is measured by sacrifice. What have you sacrificed for Christ? Would you rather follow the herd? Do you want to go with the majority? Even a dead fish can float downstream, but it's another thing to be like the steel-headed trout and the salmon swimming upstream and going even up the waterfalls. We can be man-pleasers or we can be God-pleasers, but we cannot be both. We have a choice. Be popular with the world or be faithful to God's word. Seek the approval of man or the approval of God. Fear God or fear man. Our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the religious hypocrites and drove the corrupt moneylenders out of the temple with a whip. Jesus said, "I tell you no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." What is your direction? We are commanded to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You only have one life. It'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.